As mentioned, we are joined right now by a pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. 10 strikeouts, 3 hits, 3 runs over 8 innings in Tuesday night's win over Kansas City. For the season, 7-1, an ERA of 2.85, 69 strikeouts. He is top 10 in the AL in wins, ERA, whip, winning percentage, and complete games. I love that he's a SoCal. 16th pick overall in the 2012 draft out of Harvard Westlake in L.A. Cleveland is at Chicago tonight, 8:10 p.m. start. Lucas Giolito was my guest. Lucas, good to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing, Jim?
Good, bud. On. How about you?
Great. About to head to the field here soon.
Well, I better get you going then. All right, let me ask you first about that win on Tuesday night. The schedule was a little bit different because it was the second game of the day, so that meant your routine was a little bit off, and then you give up a 3-runner to Alex Gordon in the first. What was the warm-up process like, and then what was that inning like for you?
Yeah, it was a little bit rushed. As a starting pitcher, I'm used to 7:10 starts, 7:05, day games around 1 p.m. So going into it, I don't remember the last time I pitched the second leg of doubleheader. So I was just kind of hanging out in the clubhouse, watching the game on TV, the first leg. And right around like the ninth inning or so, I was like, okay, I think it would now be a good time to start my pregame routine. But I was already too late. So we had the 6:40 start. The game was scheduled for like 45 minutes right after the first one, and I just wasn't on time. So I basically had to rush through everything, rush through my throwing routine, warm-up routine, and kind of carried that out into the first inning there. Wasn't completely ready to go, but figured it out from there.
Yeah, see, that's my point in bringing that up because, I mean, you're so regimented, and then it kind of throws you off your routine. Then you give up that bomb. It might have been easy at that point, Lucas, to say, you know what, my routine's jacked. It's not my day, but that's not what you did. You were somehow able to hit reset. You retired 22 of the next 24 batters. How did you reset yourself, and how pleased were you with the way you turned that thing around the way you did?
Well, I knew from the first inning that my stuff was good that day. Velocity was up. Everything was moving right. I just kind of had to be like, hey, I screwed up here in the beginning, but three-run lead for the other team. I know how good our offense is. Let me just put up a bunch of zeros and see what can happen here. So that was pretty much the game plan from there. I got James McCann back there just killing it, calling a great game. I don't think I shook once that entire start. So we were just on the same page and found a good rhythm.
Lucas Giolito joining us. I'm glad you mentioned McCann because he said after the game, quote, I don't like throwing around the word ace. You need 5 quality starting pitchers to be successful, but an ace is a guy that when the situation like tonight, he gave up a 3-run homer, he holds the team at bay and allows the offense to come back. Tonight we were able to do that, him helping us get through that momentum by slamming the door and saying enough is enough. That's a sign of an ace. All right, so he used the word ace multiple times in that quote. What's it mean to hear that from a teammate, a guy you respect, describe you as an ace?
It means a lot. It really does. Me and him, our relationship has developed a ton. I mean, ever since he showed up in spring training, I have nothing but great things to say about him as a teammate, player, person. He's one of the leaders on our team, and to hear something like that from him is awesome. I think that I have a lot more work to do before I can truly be considered an ace, have that term next to my name. But, I think that we're kind of taking steps in the right direction, I guess.
You know, you're doing the work, and there's been much of your game that's changed and how your delivery has changed. And then, of course, the look, right? Like how much your hair has changed in that same time. What kind of a role do guys like Jason Worth and James Shields play in that?
Well, it all started when I was a rookie in 16 of the Nats. Rookies, you get a little grief sometimes for certain things. You just got to wear it. Jason Worth gave me a little bit about my hair. I wasn't taking care of it. I wasn't looking professional. But I never really had a good routine. I never really, I got kind of thick, curly hair. I didn't really know what to do with it. And then last year, James Shields took me aside. And one of my veteran mentors from last year's season took me aside and said, hey, we're gonna go ahead and get a routine going. Because he's all over. He's been all over it for years. So he showed me everything from the circle brush, the blow drying technique, and all that. And I've just been riding it out ever since.
That's incredible. There's a routine for everything. Lucas Giolito joining us. I mentioned your Southern California background. You played high school ball at Harvard Westlake, and you were part of a team that included future Braves pitcher Max Fried, future Cards pitcher Jack Flaherty, who was on the show last year. The story goes that when you first arrived in high school, you had really good stuff, but the coaches were talking about the fact that you were growing so quickly that it was almost like your release point was changing every time you played. So what were those first few years of high school ball like?
Oh, man. It was tough. You know, most guys, most major league pitchers, if you look at their high school numbers, it's domination from freshman year to senior year. It was not like that for me at all. My freshman year, I struggled throwing strikes. I didn't get much playing time. My sophomore year, I kind of got thrust into the Tuesday guy role, which is like the number one starter, and I wasn't ready for it. I think I just walked a lot of guys, put a lot of guys on base, kind of similar to my year last year in the big leagues, actually. And, yeah, I didn't have a ton of success, doubted myself a ton. But then we hired a pitching coach at Harvard Westlake, Ethan Katz, kind of got me into routines, rhythms, you know, figuring out the right drills and everything to get me going. And that's kind of when I started to climb up and figure some things out, started to figure out how to get the ball in the zone and do all the right stuff to be successful. And on my junior and senior years when I start to pitch really well.
Lucas Giolito joining us. So let me go back to Max for one more moment. You helped encourage Max to join you at Harvard Westlake, and then you face him in an inter-squad game. What happened when he stepped in against you?
Yeah, it might not have been the best idea. So, yeah, he came over. His high school, like, their high school shut down. So, hey, you should come over. We're going to do something special here at Harvard Westlake. Ended up working out. And then, yeah, I think it was my first time off the mound facing batters my senior year. And Max, if he wasn't a nasty left-handed pitcher, he would have been a first-round draft pick as an outfielder hitter. He was really good. Still is. I mean, he's handling the bat well in the NL right now. But basically, it was an inter-squad game. Max steps in the box. I'm feeling pretty geeked. I'm throwing hard. Like, I'm right around 95. And one gets away from me, rides up and in, and, like, cuts across his nose. So it broke his nose, blood everywhere. I'm, like, freaking out on the mound. It was like a horror movie. And, we laugh about it now, but that was pretty interesting situation there. But luckily, he ended up being fine, just had those raccoon eyes for like a month or two.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm glad you shared that. That's tough. That's really tough. Lucas Giolito joining us, but now you're good. And listen, you're not just a great baseball player. You were also first chair French horn player back in the day. Dude, how in the world did you ever get into the French horn?
Mr. Hunt's band class, sixth grade, Lincoln Middle School, showed up. You got to pick an elective, and I wanted to play an instrument. I was mostly interested in getting into trumpet, maybe doing jazz band or something, but there were already too many trumpets. I was late to the sign-up sheet as usual. And, I got the French horn. I didn't even know what it was at the time, but ended up taking it pretty seriously throughout middle school, first couple years of high school, and it was a lot of fun. Taught me some discipline for sure.
So
it's a hard instrument.
Yeah, right. And did you play Little League out here, or travel, or pony? What did you do?
Little League, Santa Monica Little League, and then got into travel ball when I was like 11, 12 years old, a few different teams.
I know exactly how that goes. Lucas Giolito joining us. One more thought. So what was it like to catch the first pitch from Kanye last year as one great musical artist looking at another? What was it like to meet him?
Yeah, not quite. He's my favorite hip-hop producer, rapper. Been listening to him since I was a kid. It was a really cool moment for me. I don't really get starstruck. I get, you know, with what I get to do, I get to meet a lot of cool people. But that was the one time where, like, my heart was beating and I didn't know what to do. But, yeah, I mean, I got to catch the first pitch from him and his son, and it was just an awesome moment for me. Chatted with him a little bit, and, yeah, that was that. So I'm looking forward to his next album, that's for sure.
That's cool. That's game respecting game right there. He is having a big year, 7-1, an ERA of 2.85, 69 strikeouts, top 10 in the AL in a number of categories, number 16 pick overall in 2012. Lucas Giolito. Lucas, really good to have you on, man. I appreciate you. That was fun. Thanks for doing that.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Yeah, dude, let's do it again soon. That was great. Lucas Giolito. Good stuff. 1-800-636-8686. Mona. How about that Mona call? Like, out of nowhere.